SBS Radio.
Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
With me today is neuroscientist Dr. Sarah Mackay, and we are going to talk about buying that Australian dream, the home. Good day.
How are you? Thanks for having me on.
Thanks for your time.
You're welcome.
When I first moved here, the first question everyone asked me was, when are you going to get your own home? So I guess for every adult, that is one of the biggest goals that one would like to achieve, isn't it?
It seems to be a particularly Australian phenomenon. But yeah, lots of people really, really aspire to and dream about having their own home. And I think it kind of gets to the core of who we are as humans. We all have a real need for security and for safety. It's not just about having a roof over our head. It's having a home that we can perhaps raise a family in and, you know, build future memories in, rather than something which might feel a bit more temporary if we're renting.
And they would always say, it's good that you have your own home because it's putting money into something that's actually yours, as opposed to a rental property, isn't it?
Yeah. I think that's perhaps another thing. It gives us financial security, so not just the roof over our head. But, I mean, it's a huge financial risk that we take. Getting a mortgage is probably one of the biggest things that we can do in terms of money in our lifetime. But it makes people feel that they're kind of putting their money somewhere. So, again, there's that real need for that human need for security is fulfilled with that.
And I suppose everyone knows that it can be a very stressful time looking for a home, applying for that home loan, and doing all the things that you need to do to be able to purchase your first home or your second home. And a study has just given us the concrete evidence to say that it is stressful, especially for Australians.
Yeah, well, Allianz Australia has recently surveyed 1,000 people who are in the middle of that home buying process or had just bought a home within the last year, and half of them reported that the experience was so stressful that it impacted their mental and emotional well-being. And another 50% of the people also said, look, it made them so anxious and so emotionally fraught that they would just rather stay where they are than kind of carry on or begin that search. So I think people really do recognise that for various reasons, different to us all, the process is very, very stressful. And they almost want to avoid doing it altogether.
And I suppose for such an exciting and significant time in our lives, we all know that it would be very exciting. It's very, you know, up for a new adventure. But when we're in there, how do people react to the stress that comes with it or the challenges?
Yeah, I mean, some people rise to the challenge. So I've gone through the process in the last year of buying and selling a house. And one thing that I was not very good at was having to kind of relinquish control. I didn't have a very high, what we would call in psychology, tolerance for uncertainty. I couldn't predict the future. You know, I didn't know whether we were going to win the auction on our dream home. When we sold our house in auction, I didn't know whether we were going to get the price that we wanted. We didn't know when a house that would, you know, fulfill all of our criteria would come on the market or not. And I found that uncertainty very unsettling. Whereas my husband, he thought it was great. He really rose to the challenge. So we've all got, you know, a different tolerance for the unknown. And for some of us, it can really contribute a great deal to feeling very emotionally unsettled. And another kind of reason why, you know, even if it is a positive change and you've finally got your dream home, you may have to be saying goodbye perhaps to a house you've lived in or a neighbourhood or a group of friends. Perhaps you've had to move for work. You've moved cities, and you have, and I've both moved away from our home countries. And so it can be positive and exciting, but there's also a great deal of change going on. And we thrive in the familiar, and, you know, change can, you know, it can be a wee bit unsettling. I remember the first night in my new house that I absolutely loved. I couldn't find the light switches to turn it, you know, I was sort of going around trying to figure out how to turn the lights on at night. And even that's a little bit unsettling in its own way. It all kind of adds up.
I went through the same process as you did last year as well. And I've lived in that area for more than a decade. And it's like saying goodbye to a big part of your life, isn't it?
Yeah, and I think that we need to let ourselves grieve, and we need to let ourselves say goodbye. And we have a lot of mixed and conflicting emotions during these experiences. And we need to recognise that that's normal and real, put some strategies in place to support ourselves through that. But I also think, you know, perhaps you miss out on the house that you really wanted, or you leave a place that you love, and you go through a grieving process, and that's okay. And just be kind to yourself and give yourself a little bit of time as well.
And there's this part where you have this particular vision in your mind that this is the next house that I'd like to have. But in reality, maybe financially or logistically, it's just not possible, isn't it?
Yeah. That's what a lot of people find. And in the survey, we were looking at, you know, what do people do to help reduce their stress? And readjusting expectations is one key way that people reduce the stress. You know, you may go on with a very grand vision of what they can afford, and then reality kicks in. So they have to adjust, you know, you have to adjust your expectations quite often. And that's what some people do to reduce the stress. Instead of taking on a mortgage that's perhaps, you know, not going to set themselves, you know, going to set themselves up for a lot of financial stress the next 10 years. They just kind of adjust expectations down. And I think that's one useful tactic.
And maybe you've also mentioned in the study that 14% of the people you ask wish that they were aware of what their budget could reach, isn't it? What was available for their budget?
Yeah, exactly. I think some people, you know, we all have, you know, our dreams of, like, you know, our dream home is a term for a real reason. And I think, you know, there's lots of things we've got to do to get ready before we go into this process. And if we want to reduce our stress and protect our mental health, especially for people who are very vulnerable to stressful events, you know, we need to have our ducks in a row, so to speak. So we've got to have, you know, our mortgage sorted out, but we've got a very clear idea of what we can afford and can't afford and where. So it's important to be very prepared when we go into this, not just kind of jump headfirst in without a bit of preparation, both kind of financially and logistically, but also preparing ourselves emotionally for this journey.
And I suppose when you buy a home that's already built, it's also different when you're building your home, which is, I find, would be more stressful.
Yeah, I can imagine. I mean, we didn't look at that specifically, but watched plenty of people building shows on TV programs, and it
looks so easy and fun.
There's a lot of decisions that need to be made constantly, and from the perspective of the brain, constantly making decisions is very, very tiring, and we get what we might call cognitive fatigue or decision fatigue. That wears you down, and that again increases your stress and leaves you more emotionally vulnerable.
But even inspecting homes every week, devoting your weekend or your free time to finding that right house can also lead to mental and emotional fatigue, isn't it?
It's an emotional roller coaster. It absolutely is. And I think what I really recommend is that people understand that this is going to be part of the process and put some strategies in place. And I talked about, you know, there's lots of strategies, and one is managing your own expectations and adjusting them. But one really useful strategy that about half the people in our survey do anyway to relieve stress is to talk to friends and family. And this gets at another kind of core psychological need of humans, is our need to connect with other people. And we can all relate to the emotional stress of buying or moving. And, you know, reach out and talk about that process with other people. Don't just kind of keep it all bottled up, and don't pretend that everything's fine when it's not. So I've got a very dear friend who's just putting a house on the market this weekend, and I've spent lots of time the last few days making her cups of tea and talking on the phone and just helping her and, you know, supporting her through this. It's emotional. She's grieving saying goodbye to a home and, you know, excited about where she's moving to. And, you know, it's a very emotional time. So you just be there and support her, or find a shoulder that you can lean on and cry on, I think is another strategy to have in place in advance.
And rethinking your stress response, I think one of the best things that I found was effective for me was to take things slowly. Because when you buy a home, it's not just you, it's your partner as well, if you've got a partner, and it's the members of your family that you have to consider their needs.
Yeah, exactly. And I think we tend to think, oh, if it's stress, it's bad. And sometimes we can go try and be more like my husband, is, it's stressful, but isn't it an exciting challenge? You know, won't we, you know, let's look upon this as something that we can rise up to and conquer together. So it sounds a little bit, you know, Instagram generation, hashtag blessed. Yes. But, you know, practice gratitude. Be very grateful for what we have, and be grateful that you're in the position to be able to buy a home, and, you know, be thankful to have people around you to hold your hand through the process. And that's another way. Try and focus on some of the positives, not just, oh my goodness, this is so stressful and it's making me upset.
And I suppose when you find that home, there'll be that big smile on your face, and then everything, all the stress will go away.
Yeah, once you've moved in and unpacked those boxes, I hope so. And finally the light switch.
And then that's the next thing, isn't it? You have to unpack.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, a year later, I still haven't unpacked all my boxes from when I moved. So,
thank you very much, Dr. Sarah McKay.
Oh, you're very welcome. Thanks for inviting me to chat, and good luck to everyone who's looking at houses this weekend.
Tell us what you think. Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter.